Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with Ed Moya, senior market analyst over at Oanda. Ed, let's start off with the broad averages, more specifically tech stocks, because we have seen the earnings out of the big name tech sector. We had Amazon, they just crushed expectations. Facebook delivered good results. Apple saw good results, and Google, Alphabet, also had good results, but they were, I think you can say, the least good out of all of them. That being said, they also beat estimates. It was no doubt that the pandemic, the lockdown, it helped these tech companies, but they completely outperformed a lot of their expectations. What do you think that means for forward guidance for these high-flying tech names, Ed? Do you think they can continue to support these markets?
I think right now you're going to probably see that just because there's such uncertainty as far as how this virus is going to unfold in the fall that you're going to continue to see, people find comfort in these tech giants. And right now, I think that you're seeing that COVID-19 is still kind of creating a strong demand for these businesses. I think when we take a look at the results, it was pretty impressive when you see how, you know, Amazon delivering their record profit, and in addition to that, creating hundreds of thousands of jobs. So I think you're probably going to continue to see that we're going to have retail have a different look in the coming years. And I think Amazon is still going to continue to benefit as we start to see the economy evolve. Facebook was one of the ones that I was kind of, on my list. I said, they're the ones that are likely to have, a miss if anyone were. And that was mainly because I think towards the end of that quarter, we did start to see that some of that boycott momentum building for them. But that's not the case. And they even highlighted how in the first couple weeks of July, that their revenue is still up around 10%. So I think you're seeing that there's just a continued focus as far as on where you're going to see people remain using to get their information, where they're going to spend their money, how they're going to do it, and it's all on these tech platforms. And I think no surprise with Apple's results. I know myself, I was forced to upgrade my iPhone because it was having issues during the pandemic. And I think, CEO Tim Cook was very kind of upfront with how this pandemic really forced a lot of people to purchase new iPads and iMacs because of working remote. And I think business is really... corporate America is looking at this work from home going forward. And I think you're going to continue to see that trend continue. So I think that you're probably going to continue to see the short-term outlook still remain very strong. And that's not even, considering iPhone 12 just yet. So I think there's so many, positives for Apple. And right now they're just kind of cleaning house with all their revenue streams. And then lastly, just Alphabet, I think they were kind of they had a revenue drop, but I think, everyone knows that there's still the place to be for advertising. And I think you're going to continue to see people remain very optimistic with them.
All right. Hey, Ed, I get it. The tech sector continues to be strong, and this move or transition to more work at home, that's going to further support these, especially large tech names. Do you think that the biggest risk, though, to these tech names, to just look on the downside of things, is some sort of government regulation or governments around the world starting to step in and limit the growth of these large dominant tech companies?
I think that is a risk, but I don't anticipate that in this current environment we're going to see that unfold in the next year or so. I think even when we take a look at some of the rhetoric we've seen from former Vice President Biden, he initially, in the early stages of his campaign, has been kind of had his eyes on Amazon and Apple. And I think, though, that you're going to probably continue to see that You know, will they have to pay more in taxes? Yes. Will there be some more regulatory hurdles? Yes. But I think when we take a look at the congressional grilling, I think there is, you know, strong arguments to be made that we are still seeing that there is still competition against these giants. And I know most people will say it seems like they have a monopoly, but I think that you're going to probably eventually see these companies, or especially like Amazon, will eventually probably break up. And I think the valuations would I think welcome that. And I think that ultimately you're going to probably continue to see that there's still room for optimism here in this sector. And the regulatory concerns, yes, that will, you know, provide some down days when those stories are really dominating the headlines. But I don't think it's going to be anything that really derails the longer term outlook for these companies.
All right. Hey, fair enough. These tech names, whether you like them or not, there's no denying that they continue to hold these markets and continue to get money flowing in. And hey, not just on the investment side of things, also on the kind of business side of things, as these recent results were quite impressive. Ed, let's also look at some of these safe haven assets, gold being another one that was running today. It's pulled back a little bit from its highs, but it has pretty firmly established itself above that 1900 level and looks to be moving to that 2000 level pretty quickly. Silver's also continuing to play catch up, as that's up over 2.5% today. What do you think about gold? Anything going to slow this rally down, even though technicians are saying a correction is due?
I think the number one chart that I look at before looking at gold is where are real yields, and they continue to fall deeper into negative territory. And then until that starts to slow down, I think right now you're going to see that is really what has driven, I think, this mid-July skyrocketing move that we've seen. And it obviously, you know, we follow gold, we have been for several years, and this is there, you know, in the strongest of bullish trends, you could see $100 dip out of nowhere. So I think, you know, everyone is kind of expecting, well, where is that? Where are we going to see exhaustion in this move? But right now there's just so many drivers right now that are just supporting it. And I think that, you really don't want to abandon the trend just yet, because you have, I think, many, many reasons why you're going to continue to see a weaker U.S. dollar, which has been helping it. And I think it's all because of the stimulus trade. And I think right now we're seeing that it's going to be fiscal and monetary stimulus that is going to help drive the next move higher. And that is mainly going to be driven by the uncertainty to the outlook. And when will we have certainty on the outlook? It's really when we have a better handle of the virus. And right now, we have no reason to believe that confidence as far as the third quarter or really the fall for economic activity is going to be strong, because, you know, the virus is expected to return. And there's not much that is going to be, as far as newsworthy, that will kind of change that opinion. I think we have all these phase three studies that are starting, but you know, we're not going to get those results until closer to September, October. So I think right now we're going to have this period of uncertainty where you're going to continue to see the stimulus. It's going to be, you know, not slowing down anytime soon. And I think the big concern is that this labor market is not looking as good as it was a couple weeks ago. And I think as jobless claims continues to rise, and, you know, we keep seeing elevated continuing claims, there's going to be permanent damage to the labor economy, which is going to weigh on the consumer, which is going to really derail economic activities, I think, improvement in the short term. So I think right now there's just too much risk on the radar for everyone. And that's going to continue to help drive these precious metals higher. But, you know, yes, you have to be, you know, aware of when we'll have that pullback. But right now, I think that really closes above that $2,000 level. I think, you know, the consensus is, you know, people are anywhere targeting 1900. You know, I would not be surprised if we did see a few hundred dollars more higher for gold.
All right, Ed, one final comment too. Gold, I get it. Fine. A lot of this fear trade, a lot of this uncertainty, which will continue, no doubt about that, especially when we are seeing countries, cities, states slow down their restart. What about the U.S. dollar, though? The U.S. dollar had a horrible week again this week. It's bouncing a little bit at the end of the week. But overall, the U.S. dollar is in a downtrend and has, I think, pretty significantly broken lower just in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, very much so. I think the euro had its best gain in almost a decade for the month of July. And this is really, I think, has been driven by that Fed. The Fed has done a very clear job in signaling that they're not thinking about raising interest rates anytime soon, so much that Powell kind of repeated that three times in his press conference. And I think you're going to continue to see that the expectations are for the Fed to kind of finally provide some clearer signals as far as yield curve control in the upcoming meetings. They're not slowing down any of their emergency measures anytime soon. And I think right now you're continuing to see that the dollar is going to become a funding currency, and it already has started. And with interest rates, firmly anchored, I think that there's not much that will derail that outlook in the immediate, in the next, let's say, 12 months. And possibly, I think no one's anticipating a major move for the next couple of years. So right now, the dollar is sinking against everything. It doesn't matter whether it's the euro, gold, or the weakness of the dollar driving commodities higher, or even Bitcoin. You're seeing just a wide scale dollar sell off here, and that's likely to continue based off of, I think, the risks to not just the U.S. economy, but just this never-ending slide in real yield. So I think that's going to be the key focus for many traders. And right now you're probably going to continue to see that until the U.S. economy is on a little bit better footing. I think everyone's anticipating that the European economic rebound is going to be a lot stronger this quarter. They have a better handle of the virus so far. And I think you're going to continue to see Europe and Asia kind of outperform the second half of the year. And that's likely to continue to see these flows exit the U.S. dollar.
All right, Ed, we're going to wrap it up there. That is key right now, is the underperformance of the U.S. The Fed is going to do whatever they can to support the market. But fact of the matter is, this restart is not going well for the U.S. And that's why we're seeing the U.S. dollar move down. And that's also supporting some of these safe haven assets. Ed, thanks for your time on this Friday. I hope you have a great rest of your Friday and a great weekend. I'll chat with you next week.
Thank you. You too.